Hello and welcome to episode 17 of the 3-Bit Podcast. I'm Thomas Curtis.
I'm Peter Boda.
Boom!
Boom! Thomas, I heard you had something tragic happen.
Not really, but I'll tell you.
Oh.
It wasn't that tragic. I was doing laundry, and my PokeWalker found its way into the laundry. So the screen on that, the screen on it kind of like burst. It's all like white.
What did you throw your backpack into the laundry?
No, it was in my jeans for one day, and I decided to do my laundry the same day. So my PokeWalker's busted.
Well, that's a shame.
It's fun, yeah. So I'm kind of not playing Pokemon.
Mudkips is dead.
What was in there?
Machop.
I think.
Machop.
No, I think I had a Hypno in there.
Oh, shit. No,
I think I can get him back. Because that's saved on the game card or something, but.
It's not hard to get Hypno.
No, I hate Hypno anyway.
Yeah, me too.
But yeah, my PokeWalker's dead and I'm not playing Pokemon anymore.
Oh, really? That's the sole reason why?
Well.
Yeah.
Yeah, I need a break from Pokemon at least.
Yeah.
Also, I can't get a replacement because they're $15 online to get a new PokeWalker. Which is
almost like a Tamagotchi, right?
Basically. It's almost half the price of the game, so I'm just like, fuck that.
Wait, how much were Tamagotchis? Like $5?
Oh, dude, I don't know.
Oh.
They could be $1 million.
I still have memories of getting one.
Yeah, I had one too.
God damn it. Why did I do that?
I got one as a gift.
And I was subjecting myself to terror.
I remember my family went to Disneyland and I brought it with me and it shat itself to death. That was fun.
Because you just weren't paying attention.
You know, I thought I was paying attention. Apparently, wow. I wasn't.
Apparently, you're just a terrible owner.
Yep.
Hi, electronic pet. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, then I just turned it on and it's just like there was like poop all over the screen and it was.
God, I hated that thing. It would always fucking beep.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
I hated this shit.
I also had there was a Pikachu one, too. Which is kind of like a PokeWalker, because it, like, measured your steps.
Oh, man.
Which make Pikachu happy. It was terrible, though.
My owner can dance!
Yeah. I don't know what the point was.
I don't know why I made that voice. Pikachu doesn't talk.
What if he did, though?
He would say that.
It'd be the worst, yeah.
It would say that.
But yeah, there's no more Pokemon in my life.
Did you see the black and white stuff?
Oh, how it has like a new perspective?
Yeah. Did you like actually see footage?
No, I saw scans.
Oh.
Like shitty, shitty scans from like, a cell phone.
I didn't see anything, so I was just curious. I just heard from the Bombcast that there's like cities now.
Weren't there cities before?
No, like you start out in like skyscraper cities and shit.
Oh, sweet, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't expect it to be.
I don't know the significance of that. It's probably not as significant.
It's like, it looks like the camera's just sort of like lower, so everything looks like it's taller.
Oh,
so maybe they put you in a skyscraper to make it crazy,
oh
impressive.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't really care.
I can't wait.
Since I'm not really compelled to finish Silver right now, like.
I don't think I've ever been compelled to finish any of the Pokemon games.
Yeah. I've finished all the other other generations.
Those finished when you beat the Elite Four, correct?
Most of them. Silver, you beat the Elite Four and it unlocks a new zone.
Oh.
So you beat two sets of Elite Four, I think.
Right, but...
Most of them, yeah.
You still...
Most of them, you could just finish the Elite Four.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd get to the wall of, like, well, I've got these, like, level 40-somethings. All right, I'm done.
You get, like, the legendary guy, you're like, sweet.
No, I don't.
Oh.
No, I don't even get that far. Yeah, I know.
You get your Ho-Ohs and your Lugias and...
Well, I didn't play those.
You should have.
No, I shouldn't have. This is the same game.
Because Ho-Oh is hilarious.
I just realized we're talking about Pokemon
again.
To start things off
for
about the fourth episode in a row.
So no
Let's
more Pokemon.
Not talk about that anymore.
I also finished Monkey Island, finally. Or Tales of Monkey Island.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because I got kind of upset at episode 4. I didn't like the way it was structured.
Oh.
Because, like, you played
That's the second to last, right?
Yeah, you played the first episode, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you remember the jungle in that one?
Episode
4 puts you back in the jungle. You get a map of the jungle so you know where you're going, but it's still like, you know, you have to open up your inventory, click on the map, and then open the map to look at it.
Yeah.
So it's
lots of clicking.
You don't want to do that anyway, so you're just basically stuck in the jungle.
Until you're like, hey,
yeah,
look at this walkthrough.
I did not like that episode that much.
So then how is 5?
5 was a lot better.
Yeah?
5 was good.
Finished off strong?
Yeah, more or less. I mean, I kind of was getting a little tired of the style of humor. It was a little tame, oh. I thought.
Oh, okay.
Like, it's definitely more, like, kid-friendly than Sam and Max is.
You know? Okay. That's fair.
Yeah.
I guess.
Well, I mean, which is fine. I mean, that's just, like, the style of the game.
All right.
It just didn't speak to me, you know?
Yeah, it doesn't speak to me.
It didn't speak to my soul.
My soul was not spoken to.
Yeah. But what did speak to my soul?
So you moved to the penal zone.
I entered the penal zone or
oh,
something.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, the new season of Sam and Max is way more up my alley than Monkey Island, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
I know.
I know.
I know.
I know.
But yeah, that one's pretty cool. I'm not that far into it, though.
Oh, okay. So, have you been able to see all the changes they've made, though?
Yeah, I mean, I played it for like an hour or something.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, is it good?
Yeah. One, it looks way better than the other Telltale series.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, there's actual, like, you know, like the characters cast their own shadows and things like that. So, the lighting's a lot cooler.
Shadows.
Yeah. Also, there's like a film grain over it now.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, which is kind of funny.
Yeah.
And it uses like a Mass Effect dialogue system with like a wheel.
Oh, weird.
Yeah, and it just, you know, has like the one word
right,
responses,
right, right.
Which I like a lot.
Oh, because
okay. Monkey Island was a lot of like, you click a sentence and he just says the full sentence more or less. It's, I don't know. I didn't like that so much.
Yeah. Well, cool.
Yeah. And they also added like a new mechanic where you can control like Max and he has psychic powers in this season.
Yeah. I heard about that.
So that's kind of cool. I haven't used it that much.
Like, okay.
I used it through the tutorial sequence and then once in the main game.
Does he start you off with all of his
stuff? No. Well, the tutorial gives you like 3 different abilities, I think. Maybe 4.
Uh-huh.
And then that's like a flash forward. And
right.
You go back to the beginning and you only have like 1.
Oh.
Got
it.
But yeah, it's pretty cool.
Nice.
It's nice that it looks a lot better.
Yeah.
It feels like it's...
Refreshing.
It feels modern rather than... You know, Tales of Monkey Island, which wasn't the prettiest game ever.
Yeah. I mean...
It looked fine.
It was still, like, a step up, wasn't it? Sort of. Maybe not. I don't know.
Personally, I didn't think so.
Okay. Because
there were a lot of, like, the
character
models that
reused.
Sort of, yeah.
Yeah,
were recycled.
But yeah, that's good that they're going full out and such with
yeah.
this one.
Especially because it's the 3rd Sam and Max season, so it needed
yeah.
something
yeah.
to freshen it up.
And it's fresh, son.
Hell fresh. It's dope. It's sick.
Sick with
all
it.
That stuff. It's
sick
great.
Sick with it. That's sweet, man.
Yeah, and I also got the TF2 items with it.
Oh, yeah,
those
the
are
bunny
fun.
Ears.
Yeah.
You know, I'm really glad you got that because the 5 minutes that we played together, it was really easy to tell who you were.
I know. That was kind of the idea. Because I could always know, I could tell that the one guy like going after me with like a blind passion was you. So it was easy to pick you out and murder
as
you.
As soon as I joined the server, everyone kill Sharp Tech.
It was fun.
Yeah.
I appreciated that.
Yeah. I don't know why that is, but anytime I play and we're on opposite teams, it's like my only vision.
Because it's fun to pick on me, I guess, right?
It's fun to kill friends.
Yeah. You didn't kick my ass. I was holding my own.
It's true.
Yeah.
Anyways. Whoa.
Yeah.
Hey. Oh, yeah, so, I don't know if I told you a lot about Beat Hazard.
Yeah, I don't know what that is. I saw you playing it on Steam, like, all week. What the hell is that?
Okay, so, you own Audio Surf, right?
I do.
Yeah, so imagine Audio Surf mixed with, like, asteroids.
Okay.
So, basically, you've got your ship, and you've got, you know, the asteroids and shit, and then you've got the enemy ships that come,
right.
And then there are boss ships that have, like, tons of turrets that you have to shoot off and stuff.
Nice.
But basically, you're playing to the music. And the music that you use, based on how, like, how much is going on within the song, relates to how powerful your bullets and how much firepower you have. Also...
You get stronger as the music?
Yeah.
It's like, higher,
so
faster or something?
Let's say you're at, like, a techno song or whatever, and it gets to a breakdown. That's when everything would just, like...
You know, oh, weird.
Shoot out. And the one complaint I have... Playing the game is really fun when you have, like, a good song to play with it.
Right.
Because, like, I'm going to be honest, like, Bohemian Rhapsody is hard as balls because there isn't any. It's just like him basically singing alone without anything else for like 2 minutes or something. Mm-hmm. And that's basically your little pea shooter. So you can't really destroy enemies. And so that's how it leads to it being difficult as hell.
So slow songs are harder?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Very hard. But then it's also incredibly crazy in the visuals. Like, the actual bullets are shooting out. They're, like, seizure-inducing.
Nice. I like it.
I don't get motion sickness or anything with video games, and I had to take breaks with this fucking game.
Oh, wow.
Like, after playing it, I just feel my eyeballs, like, they can see the pulsating. Because, like, when you hit an enemy and, like, the particles sort of bounce off, like, those will go to the beat as well for a while. Sweet. And so, like, you can have your screen just full of fucking flashing lights.
Nice.
Which makes it kind of difficult to see enemy shots sometimes.
Does it have leaderboards and stuff like AudioSurf does?
Yeah, but they're not quite as good as AudioSurf because they aren't song-specific. They're song-length-specific.
Oh, weird.
So it's like under 3 minutes, 3 to 4, 4 to 5, and above 5.
Oh, I see.
So it's a little bit...
Is that like a fair comparison to compare songs just by length?
Not really, I guess, since, like, I mean, if you have a song that's 3 minutes 10 seconds long, it's going to be put into 3 to 4 minute.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, well, that's weird.
And, I mean, if you check the top leaderboards, like, the top 10 usually all have the same song, so you know, like, what song to use if you want to get a high score, really.
Oh, I gotcha.
But, yeah, it's really fun to play. It's really crazy.
Yeah.
But the thing that irks me is the menu system.
Why?
Because you know how in AudioSurf, it's basically like browsing any folder in your PC.
Yes.
Yeah, it loads instantly and you're just scrolling with your mouse, right?
Uh-huh.
For whatever reason, this one is such an arduous process to get back and pick another song. Like, all right, I have some, like, of the music that I have... I only have, like, one or two songs of that artist.
Yeah.
And so, let's say I play that song, and to get to that song to play it, I had to go through, like, the band's folder, then the album folder, then pick the song.
Uh-huh.
So now you get dumped back, and you're at the song. Then you have to hit show folders for some reason, and then that loads up. Then you hit...
Wait, to start the game?
No. You're back in the menu system, and for whatever reason, you have to hit show folders just so you can get back. Okay. It's a little weird.
I don't understand that, but all right.
So then I hit back, which takes a little bit to load. Like, it's enough to be noticeable.
Yeah.
Like, you know how AudioSurf, everything's instant. Like, the fact that this isn't instant really pisses me off because of how many menus you have to go through.
Yeah, that's frustrating.
Then it's at the album selection. I only have one album. I only have one song, so that's...
Sweet.
All right, so I go back again, and then rather than going back to the artist that I had selected, it goes back to the top of the list. So let's say I'm selecting from the folder that is my iTunes library.
Uh-huh.
That has hundreds of artists in it.
Uh-huh.
So let's say I pick something in, like, S, and, like, I had scrolled down all the way down checking music that I wanted to play, and I got to S.
Right.
Now it's at the top of the list again. So you have to hold the scroll down.
Oh.
And it's not like a mouse where it's easy to just get all the way down. You have to use your... Yeah, you have to... Yeah. You have to use the arrow key, or you have to... I also bought a wired controller.
Oh.
For 360.
Just for that game?
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know why.
Wow, dude.
Well, the thing is, I've wanted a wired controller for a long-ass time.
Yeah,
for,
like, I mean, they're useful. I like mine.
Plus, it was $25 on Amazon.
Yeah, that's not bad.
But yeah, so menus are annoying as hell, and if you die right away on a song, that just makes me even angrier.
Oh, you have to do it all over?
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah.
But if you last long enough, is it worth going through the menus?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, what I contemplated was just making a new folder that was just where I wouldn't have the album crap in it, and I would just dump all the songs that I want to play.
That makes sense. It's too bad you have to do that, though.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I mean, I should say this is a game that was ported from, like, the indie Xbox 360 stuff.
Oh.
It was an indie game on there.
Gotcha.
And so it was ported over, so maybe that's why it's such a weird and crappy
yeah,
thing.
Maybe.
Also, this was made by, like, one dude. So
it was AudioSurf, though.
Yeah. But I guess the big thing is, like, AudioSurf was for the PC.
Yeah.
And this was
that
for
probably has a lot to
360,
do with it.
Which is kind of weird. I don't know why you would make a music-based game that focuses on you using your own music for 360.
Maybe it's supposed to sell better, the indie game space. I don't know. I don't know anyone who shops it for indie games on Xbox, though.
Yeah, neither do I. But yeah, so, and I think, like, he mentioned that that's one of the things he's going to look into is reworking the menu system.
Oh, that's good.
Which I really hope turns into top priority, because if he can make it like AudioSurf, that would make that game fantastic. Because I really enjoy playing it more than AudioSurf.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I don't play AudioSurf.
But also,
much.
Like, because I got this, I went back to AudioSurf. This is why I'm making so many comparisons, because I actually went back and I just saw the menus. I'm like, oh, this is so much faster.
Yeah.
Weird. Yeah. I also bought that, like, the Saturday that I got home.
Oh, yeah.
And so I was in that state where I was like, oh, $7.50, that's nothing. Ah, click.
Nice.
I was like, oh, it's like AudioSurf, but Geometry Wars, but Asteroids, sure. And then when I played it for the first time and saw all the flashy lights, I'm like, ah!
I like colors. This is great.
I like colors. My eyeballs. So, yeah.
Speaking of colors.
Whoa.
I think I've spent the most time the past couple weeks playing a game on my iPhone. Surprise.
Nice.
Yeah. Apparently, like, there's a, I guess it's a shmup or whatever, like a bullet hell shooter.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I don't even know how to pronounce it. It's like Epsgaluda 2.
Oh.
Yeah. Apparently, you can only play it on a 3GS phone.
Oh.
Because it's crazy.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's like...
Because it requires all that power.
I guess,
that
yeah.
power.
It's like an anime-style bullet hell shooter. Like, you actually play as a...
Like, anime-style? Like, you have the little caricatures?
Like, instead of being a spaceship, you are a dude with fairy wings. I'm not lying. Or a dude or a chick. You can pick your characters.
Oh. I bet the dude's Kyle.
Probably.
We should mention Kyle isn't here right now. That's why you can't
We'll say that
him.
In the intro. It's cool.
Oh.
We got it.
Kyle's not here.
It's true.
Continue.
But yeah, you play as a dude with sweet-ass fairy wings who launches lasers out of his face at tanks and turrets and things like that. But it's really fun.
Lasers out of his face?
Well, like he's flying like Superman style.
Like his pores?
Yep.
Like they all combine into one laser? That'd
yeah,
be sweet.
It's true.
Like just a bunch of lines come together to form a massive laser.
I don't know.
And like, you know how the Death Star, like, has those...
they all converge?
Yeah, they all converge.
I'm sure it's something like that. I haven't read up on the encyclopedia or the lore about this game.
Oh. Well, I'm writing it right now.
Okay, good.
So I'm letting you know. It's official.
But, I mean, it's really cool because the controls work really well. Like, instead
Where
of...
Is it?
Well, instead of filling up the entire screen with the play area, there's kind of like a border around it.
Oh, and then it has thumbsticks.
Yeah, well, no, you just put your thumb anywhere and just drag around to move your guy.
Oh, okay.
It fires automatically.
Oh, okay.
That's not good. And it's nice because the game is in like a border, you can like put your thumb at the bottom and you're not obscuring anything.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and there's also like, depending on your difficulty level, it'll put buttons on the bottom for like putting up your shield or activating your like... It's like a bullet time or something. I don't know how it works, though. You hit something and a combo meter shows up and everything turns purple. And I rub my thumb all over the screen and I get a high combo. And then coins show up. I don't know what it does, but it looks really cool.
That sounds like a hallucination.
Yeah, I don't know.
I touched my iPhone on the purple part and coins showed up.
It was great. But
nice.
It's fun.
So what's it called? You can't pronounce it?
Epsgaluda 2, I think.
Okay.
I think it also came out on a console.
Oh, really?
Or an Epsgaluda game did.
Oh.
I saw a picture of one on GAF the other day, and I was like, whoa.
Whoa.
What the hell?
That's awesome.
But yeah, it's fun. It was $5 when I got it. I don't know if it's more expensive now.
Could be.
Yeah. But, I mean, considering my favorite game before was Space Invaders Infinity Gene, which was, like, a similar game.
Yeah.
Like, this game was, like, right up my alley.
Oh, okay. Wait. So, you're right. So you're going, vertically.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, I thought of horizontally.
No. Well, it'd be like, what is it, Galaga or whatever.
Yeah.
It's not like that.
Yeah. All right, cool.
But it's fun.
That's all you've been playing besides Penal?
Well, I mean, I got my new Street Fighter Fight Stick, so I've been playing
that. Oh, right, yeah. We played some of that.
Yeah.
We cursed at some random dude.
And while the stick has made executing moves a little easier, I still suck at Street Fighter, which is cool.
Well,
it's fun.
The thing is, like, after I used it briefly, it's just a whole new thing to learn.
Because
I didn't really grow up in arcades too much.
Yeah.
And so... I mean, especially for fighting games. Yeah. I never played fighting games.
Right.
And
me
so, getting used to, like, okay, so this is where right trigger and left trigger and all the bumpers and all them buttons.
Yeah. I mean, it definitely helps with using my charge characters. Like, I like using Honda and Balrog.
Yeah.
And I'm way better with those characters with the stick than I am on a controller.
Yeah.
But using, the Shoto characters, like Ken and Ryu, I'm having trouble.
Because
it uses a square gate or whatever, you know, so, like, doing a quarter circle is tough because you can't, like, just go along the outside of the, you know, the opening for the joystick.
Yeah. Which is what I was trying to do.
Yeah. It takes practice, but, you know.
Yep.
To be expected. It's fun, though.
Yeah.
I like Street Fighter. I can't wait for Super Street Fighter 4 next week.
True. Oh, right. That's next week.
I know. And people have it already.
Yeah, I don't want to hear it anymore.
I know, but... The only shop around here is GameStop, who refuses to break the street date.
Well, also, at the GameStop.
I know.
I would be annoyed as hell if I had to do that.
Dude, I have to buy all my games at GameStop unless I order online.
Man, that sucks.
I know.
I don't want to go here anymore.
It sucks. But whatever.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. you're going to be really interested in this one.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, I playtested... at EA, I don't know, a couple weeks ago.
Sure.
During my spring break.
Sure.
Oh, God, that was last week.
What?
Anyways, I got FIFA 10.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Wait, are you into soccer?
A little bit.
Kind of?
Yeah.
I know what soccer is.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, you know, it's EA, and I already had everything from EA that I wanted.
I bought every EA game ever.
Yeah, except for Sims 3, which you got.
Sims 3 is a decent game.
Yeah. But anyways, I've been playing that. And it's weird because I think I mentioned I was playing NHL 09 last episode.
And yeah.
Basically, there's a mode in that lets you be a created player, and you only play as them in the game.
Oh, I remember this now.
Yeah, so,
hey.
So they have the same thing in the soccer game, and for whatever reason, now I'm just addicted to playing that type of mode.
Oh, yeah.
But the thing is, doing that, I curse at the AI so much, because it's soccer, and you rarely get, like, the chance to touch the ball.
Oh, like your team AI?
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
I get so annoyed. Like, you can call for a pass or whatever, but the way it grades your performance is... also by, like, good and bad passes, so you can't just spam it, because it'll
which
just
which is what
mean,
I would do.
Yeah, because then it'll just make your dude suck.
Nice.
And so, yeah. But, yeah, I mean, I haven't played a soccer game since winning 11-9, I think, which is a Konami game that was for the Xbox.
Oh, okay.
And, yeah, so seeing, like, where FIFA is now...
Yeah, I don't know anything about soccer games.
Yeah. I just wanted to throw that in there. Just cause,
because sports.
I like sports games. At least that's what I used to play exclusively, pretty much.
Yeah, dude, I don't... I've tried... The only sports game I've ever enjoyed is, like, Blitz 2000 on Dreamcast.
That was a good game.
It was good.
I used to play Blitz a shitload at Toys R Us.
Yeah, nice.
Remember the old Toys R Us when it was awesome?
Yeah,
like you
the
would
one
go,
in San Rafael.
Yeah, the one in San Rafael, you'd go in, and it'd be like a little maze, and like every time you turned around, there'd be
the
like...
The game
fucking,
section or the whole store?
Just the one section as soon as you entered.
I don't remember that.
Oh, man. You'd like go around each corner, and then you'd find the game section, they'd have the TV displays, and it'd be like, oh shit, Blitz, oh yeah!
I remember going there and playing Super Mario 64, I already owned an N64.
Nice.
That was pretty cool.
Wait, and Super Mario?
Huh?
Did you already own Super Mario as well, and
still played
it?
Yeah. God. Super Mario 64 was the only game I had, and I was playing it at Toys R Us, because that's how cool I was.
That's all. That's great.
And then I remember I bought 1080 snowboarding, and then I had to return it because my parents didn't want me to spend my money.
Yeah, that's a sad. I've had that happen too.
Yeah, though. That was sad.
That's sad. Also, remembering like those tickets for the video games, like you'd pull out the little sales thing to.
I vaguely remember that. Yeah.
I have vivid memories because that was the time that I got my first system, which was the Game Boy Pocket.
Oh, nice!
And so I was holding it in my hand. I was like.
For your system, you mean?
Yeah.
Nice.
I was like, yay!
Yeah, I wasn't able to buy my own system until...
Oh, I didn't buy it.
Oh. Well, I wasn't even there. Like, I got all my previous systems as gifts.
Oh!
Until...
As gifts.
Until, like, what was it, the GameCube, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah. My first set I bought was Xbox.
Yeah.
Wait, was it? Yeah, it was. Shit. Oh, man, that was funny. That's another story for another time.
Okay.
Yeah. Mysteries. So, FIFA, right?
No, I've also been
playing more NHL 09.
What are you doing to me, Peter?
I don't know. This is making horrible conversation.
I know, because I don't know what sports are.
It's true. There's these things. You know humans, right?
No.
Humans play these,
games
that are sometimes outside, sometimes indoors. And they're like grouped together in bundles. They're like different tribes that go to war at each other, but there are specific rules that they have to, play by.
I'm very upset. I don't want to talk about sports.
Okay. Well, what else have you been playing?
We played the Lost Planet multiplayer demo.
Oh, right. Okay, so that multiplayer demo, right? Hot lady,
right?
The
only thing I remember from that demo is awkward jiggling physics on your player character.
That was about all I needed to see of Lost Planet 2. Was,
we turned it on, and there was a woman...
Well, no. First, we went into the customization, and it was like, hey, you're a ninja dude. And I was like, I want Machine Gun 2.
I believe the term is samurai.
I want Machine Gun sequel.
Machine Gun the sequel and was the revolver. Our weapon of choice. All right.
And then we load in a game, and it's this... Like, completely naked lady.
No, she wasn't naked. She was wearing chains.
She was wearing chains and like, chains, a camo skirt.
And a tiny skirt.
Yeah.
Which was weird. And she... And her body the was jiggles. Moving unnaturally. It was, like, disturbing.
You know, like, the Dead or Alive, like, boob physics?
Or, like, no, like, Rufus,
it was worse
Rufus
than that.
And Street Fighter.
It was worse than that. It was Rufus.
Yeah.
Only, like, you only had to, like... move to the right just looking and it would jiggle for just, like 5 seconds like how what
it was giving me nightmares already and I'm not even asleep.
Is that Capcom Japan or is that here?
I don't think Capcom has a US studio anymore, but it was Japan.
Okay, yeah, that makes a lot more sense.
Yeah,
they don't know how boobs work.
The whole country just has
no
idea.
They don't have any.
Yeah, I really couldn't pay attention to the game so much.
Nope, because that's because I was controlling it, so all I was looking at was the boobs, which forced you to look at the boobs.
Well, no, you got into a robot at some point, which obscured that a little bit.
That was weird.
But.
That was kind of a cool suit.
We couldn't figure out what it did, though, until it exploded off of you.
It was just armor, I guess, and it had a gun on it or something.
So Lost Planet 2...
I couldn't tell if that was my gun or if it was a gun on the armor.
Dude, I don't know.
It might have just been
armor.
Lost
Planet 2 was definitely a video game, though. Because
it blew up and I didn't die, so I guess it was just armor.
I guess.
But yeah, that game is not for me.
Me neither.
It has a... It definitely has a unique feel to it. Yeah. Like, it has a shitload going on for it.
Well, it's supposed to be, like, more Monster Hunter-esque in the sequel, right? I mean, the co-op demo was like that. Where it's, like, four guys fighting a giant
creature.
Well,
that's not, like, all you do. That was just a boss.
Oh, I thought that was, like, the majority of it this time, though. Maybe I'm mistaken. I don't really know.
I don't know. I just know there's a shitload more vehicles in it this time. Or vital suits. Vital suits. Yeah, that was...
Sounds very Japanese.
That was a thing.
Yeah, I don't know.
Boobs. They Boobs. Jiggle
they did.
Naturally.
They did.
Oh, man.
What else?
So let's talk about the All-Star... what's their name? The All-Star...
All-Star?
Squad.
All-Star... What are we talking
Disney
about?
Disney Channel.
No, it's not. The fuck are you talking about?
All right, fine. Let's not talk about that.
No.
Okay.
We call this quits.
Okay. Oh, dude, did you see, I saw this on Gaff only, I think I saw the thread a while ago, but I didn't check it, the new iPhone.
Oh, the
that
the,
whole shenanigans.
What even happened? Did they find it on like the floor of a bar or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, I read the article and they're like, well, we found this at a bar in Redwood City. And it turns out this is the new iPhone.
How does that happen?
Yeah.
I don't. It's so weird.
People are like, oh shit, yeah. That guy's getting fired.
Kyle was talking about it the other day. He seemed mildly excited, I guess. I couldn't really tell.
It looked better, I guess.
I don't know.
Like, I don't. I mean, I agreed with what the article was saying, that it looked nicer in that, like, the chrome is gone. It's more like a
ceramic on the back or something.
Yeah, it's like more squared off and yeah, like more angle.
The only thing angular that interests me is like it's got a higher res display and it, supposedly it's 4G network yeah, compatible, which is nice, I guess, but
not as nice as my functional 3G.
No more S. Just like I'm not rich, so I can't yeah, buy a new iPhone.
Wait.
I can't.
Says you, Mr. 3GS.
Hey, whatever. I got it for $200. It's not that bad. A new one's like 400.
Fuck. I hate Apple.
Yeah.
They're too expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyways, like, that's not, like, getting me to the point of excitement where I'd, like, be like, oh, man, yeah, I'm going to save up for that shit. I mean, I'm still rocking my 5-year-old phone.
Nice, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, I kept my Motorola Razr for, like, 5 years.
Yeah.
That was good. Pretty pimp.
It's good.
Yeah.
It's good.
Styling with that.
Yeah. Anyways.
What else? Oh, I played Words with Friends on iPhone.
Words with Friends?
It's basically Scrabble.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Was that because of the mention on the Idle Thumbs podcast?
No, Words okay, with Friends has been pretty popular in general. Okay. It was high up on the
wait,
on the iTunes app
did
store.
Did you actually play it with friends?
The only friend who bought it is Kyle, and he hasn't even established an account yet. So, Kyle, if you're
Kyle
listening, do
it.
That. Come on. I want to Scrabble you.
Oh, God. I don't want to hear about
that.
But
yeah, it's cool because you can, like, play it and then turn the app off, and you'll get, like, notifications like, oh, so-and-so
oh, yeah,
played
yeah,
their turn.
Right.
So games can last, like, over the course of several days or weeks or whatever.
Right. Just the fact that you can continue.
And
that's
I'm very
cool,
bad at that game because I keep setting up people
so
to get
bad
sweet combos. Because there's, like, squares you get, like, triple points or whatever.
I only look for the dumb words.
Yeah.
Like poo.
I did that a couple times
because oh, nice,
I was losing really bad. And I was running out of letters, so I just did, like, P and, like, dick at one point.
Nice.
Like, it was fun.
That made you the winner.
Yeah, until I lost.
Well, you were still a winner, I guess.
In spirit, yeah.
Yeah.
It's great. It's the words of friends.
So, really, you've just been playing more with your iPhone.
More? Yeah, I mean, because the semester's ending, so I've been really freaking busy.
Oh, that's
true. I wanted
true
to play a lot of Street Fighter this week, but I just couldn't make it happen.
Yeah.
I mean, I played probably like 2 hours total.
Well, plus, just playing it briefly before we started recording, like, that fucking matchmaking.
Yeah, the online
so
Street
annoying
Fighter 4 is really bad.
Yeah.
I can't wait for Super Street Fighter 4, and I hope to God that it fixes that stuff, because it's fucking intolerable sometimes.
Yeah.
Because you click it, and it's like, unable to play, like, 10 times in a row.
Yeah.
And you get a guy who kicks you out of a lobby because yeah, you're not the guy he's looking for.
But then also, like, since they only show 3 people, you get the same person that said unable to connect
oh, yeah,
the first time.
Yeah,
then
you
it
search,
connects,
and it's the same, like, 3 dudes that
yeah,
you saw before.
And then you click, and then it's like, connects. Oh, you got kicked. Oh, unable.
Yeah.
Oh. And then you press random against the guy who fought 3 times and lost every time.
Yeah,
you hand
well
off that fight stick, and I'm like, all right, buddy, rando.
Rando.
I'm going rando. And
that
then,
sounds disgusting.
Dude, I almost beat that guy as Seth. That was probably the 3rd time I had ever played as Seth.
Also, Seth sucks because he has really low life.
Also that. Like, yeah, the fact that I was able to do that against, what was it, Gouken?
Yeah, he was a Gouken.
Oh, God.
He was a decent Gouken.
Yeah, he was.
I will not lie.
But I punched him a few times.
You punched him. Punching happened in
I got that
Fighter
uppercut
game, go
going.
Figure.
Got that uppercut going.
Yeah,
randomly.
That was sweet.
And
it
then
really
I
sweet
accidentally did the Zangief, like, tornado slam or whatever it's called.
Yeah, I don't know.
Hurricane.
Seth slam.
Seth slam.
Yep.
Yeah, that was good.
Yep. Street Fighter.
What? What's your most look forward to character?
Oh, the new guys? Dudley or Cody.
Really?
Yeah. Dudley because he's supposedly a really offensive character.
Offensive.
Oh, like that's actual, his strength.
Right.
And that's how I play.
I thought you were like, I like him because he's causes he confrontations.
He just shows way too much skin. It's offensive. I hate it.
Oh, that's what he does.
Yeah. Okay. No, just... but yeah, like, apparently he's got really strong attacks and that kind of stuff. And I like attacking, not being defensive, which is probably bad, which is why I lose a lot, but whatever.
That's why I lose a lot. Also, why, if you see a Cammy jumping a lot, that's me.
Yep. Also, like, I think Cody looks pretty cool, like the prisoner.
Yeah.
He's got, like, a cool, like, hurricane uppercut thing.
Oh, okay.
Looks like it'd be fun. Also, he throws rocks at people.
Yeah, I saw that.
Which is nice.
That looks kind of dumb.
Yeah, I'm more excited for the online modes than the new characters.
Right. We've discussed that a bit. Man,
I can't meet some, like, you know, lobby systems so bad.
Yeah. Oh, dude. So sorry about last night where I was like, all right, can't play Left 4 Dead 2 anymore.
Oh yeah, we were playing The Passing, the new DLC.
Yeah.
We did not finish it.
No.
Did we even get halfway?
No. We didn't even get halfway, I think, on the second, like, stage.
Really? We were playing that for a while.
Well, the thing was... Okay, you're right.
I think we were at the finale of that chapter.
Yeah, we got to the crescendo.
Yeah.
And then we finished that, and I was like, well, it says we're supposed to go this way, but it doesn't look like that thing's moving. Oh, yeah, it's kind of blocked off. And then I'm like, all right, guys, I have to go anyway. Let me just try to make this jump.
Let me just suicide and kill everyone.
Well, no, okay. I wasn't trying to suicide. I was just trying to make that jump, only it didn't work. And Sweet. Then you guys were like, oh, it's cool, we'll just go this way. There's a ladder here.
It's actually funny because it's like, oh, it's cool, we'll go this way. Oh, wait, it's a dead end. Yeah. Oh, wait, here comes a horde. Oh, wait, we're dead.
Yeah, I don't know. Was that really a dead end?
I thought it was. I don't know.
Oh, man.
We'll go back and examine.
Yeah.
And find out.
But, dude, that was fucking scary because I was basically in the can't walk fast swamp type stuff. And then there's darkness and then shit tons of zombies coming at me. I was just like, oh!
Yeah, I want to finish that campaign because I want to see how the Left 4 Dead 1 characters factor into it.
Yeah, I mean, at the very beginning we saw... what's her face?
Zoe and Bill, I think?
I think
Zoe and someone else.
Maybe he said something. I only saw Zoe, though.
Yeah, whatever. They're just sort of...
We're wounded. We can't help.
Yeah, I hope you, like... you know, interact with them more in the later chapters. But yeah, I hope you punch them in the face.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
That'd be good. They're Southerners. They are rowdy.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it was interesting going back into Left 4 Dead.
Yeah, I hadn't played it in a long time. I still haven't even finished the last campaign.
Yeah, I only finished all of them once.
Yeah, I didn't play the sequel nearly as much as the first one.
I know, I feel bad because it's a better game.
It is. But I mean, I guess the thing is, it's so similar to the first game that it's like, you know, you kind of feel like you've been there before.
I feel like it's just that I've changed.
Really?
I've changed, man.
You're a new person, huh?
That's true. Like, because when first of all, Left 4 Dead was the first game I got when I built my new PC.
Oh.
So I kind of went on huge binge sessions of like, I could play these awesome PC games now.
Yeah.
I've never been able to do this before. Oh.
Now you're just like, PC games? Pshaw.
Yeah. Now I'm
beyond
like,
that.
Psh, I've got all these games.
Sweet.
But yeah, actually, speaking of PC games.
Yes.
There was actually a pretty significant Bad Company 2 patch that came out.
Oh, yeah.
And that included a reworked server browser, which was kind of an issue.
Oh, was the server browser shitty before?
Yeah, it was really clunky, and it took a long time to find servers and stuff. But now it has, like, a new filter system, and it takes a lot less to actually load.
Sweet.
So,
is there any actual new content, or is it just interface?
I think it's just, like, bug fixes.
Oh, okay.
Mostly.
Well, it's nice that it's more convenient, I guess.
Yeah, it's definitely... that game's still fun.
Yeah. So, one of these days, I'd like to upgrade my PC so I can play that stuff.
One of these days.
Because even playing Left 4 Dead 2, my computer was chugging a little bit.
Really?
A little bit.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell if it was network latency or just my computer.
Oh, God, dude. I have no idea what was going on.
I think what was happening was your computer was hosting the whole session.
It might have been, but I don't know why it was spiking. That's what I couldn't find out.
Because your ping was like, you know, 5, and mine was like 1,500.
Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah.
It made me the best player.
So, that was not the best.
Like always.
Yeah.
The best player.
You jerk.
Do you have any idea when the engineer update for TF2 is coming out? Random, I know, but...
I don't know.
Like,
they posted something on the blog a long time ago about, like, scrapped items that they were thinking of implementing.
Oh, okay.
But then they decided against it. I forget what it was. It was, like, a replacement for the dispenser.
Uh-huh.
It was a dispenser that did something else. I forget what it was.
You know, it would be really neat if that dog was true.
Oh, that would be pretty cool.
Yeah, that'd be sweet.
Yeah,
unleash my dogs.
I would assume it'd be coming out pretty soon, because it's been a long time since the war update, right?
Yeah, I mean, how often do they make those updates? Is
every
it like
few
6
months?
Months?
Oh, I don't know if it's that long.
Oh, really?
I think it's like maybe 4.
Oh,
3
man.
Or 4.
Oh, man. That's coming up then.
Is there anything left after Engineer
nope.
for TF2?
That's the last
oh,
one.
Oh, man.
That's going to be interesting. Like, people are saying they might just do secondary updates to the classes.
Huh.
After.
That would be interesting.
Or
I
maybe,
guess.
Like, more weapons or something.
I could see them doing more, like, aesthetic stuff. You know, like, they've been putting
yeah.
in, like, the hats and things
yeah.
like that. I could see them going further with that.
Yeah.
Maybe more, like, you know, like, different outfits or something.
They could update the backpack system so that it doesn't take so fucking long to get the supplies to make a hat.
Yeah, I don't like that crafting system very much.
Yeah. All I've been able to do, and I don't know how much I've played, maybe like 10 hours
yeah.
since I like concentrated on that stuff. I've been able to create one higher up, like refined ore
yeah,
or something.
Yeah, dude, I haven't found anything useful
yeah.
since the most recent patch. I think I found one spy weapon that I already had. That's
nice.
It.
Yeah.
I haven't found anything else. So.
I found a Jurati.
Sweet, dude.
It's like my third or fourth piss jar.
Yeah, I wish those unlocks were based on skill, not chance, you know?
Mm.
Like, you know, maybe every... If you make...
Well, I think the system they have is good now that it's both.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, less like achievements and more just like... I wish the random drop system was based on like how many points you're earning or something.
Yeah.
You know, if you hit like 2,000 points, you get an item or something, you know?
Oh, I see what you're saying.
I think
saying,
that yeah. would be way better because then, you know, you have a goal that you're
or like,
going towards or something, you know?
And then even... not necessarily like changing the game, but having custom servers where you can just do the aesthetic stuff, like everything's available from the get-go. That'd be kind of
I'm surprised
neat.
They don't have that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh.
That'd be neat.
Maybe it's coming at some point, I don't know.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
It would at least be nice to have servers where all the weapons were unlocked.
Oh, yeah,
just
yeah.
to try them.
Yeah, but then again, like, if you're missing a weapon in TF2,
Though, then again, why would anyone go to the regular servers if there were ones that had every weapon available, I guess?
For the maps, I guess.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I don't even have any of the Demo Man weapons.
Oh,
oh
yeah.
No, I got the new Sticky Bomb gun. I don't have the shield or the sword.
Yeah, though. I don't have any. So, fuck you.
Yeah.
I've been trying to play more, and, like, I'm so bad.
Really? I'm decent with Pyro and Medic still.
Well, no, I'm saying Demo Man. I'm terrible.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'm basically just hoping that I get random drops for those classes, because
yep.
I can't play Demo Man for crap.
Yeah.
But hey, whatever.
Yeah. I mean, it's really fun when you actually get a good life going.
Yeah.
Cause,
on Demo Man?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I guess that's good for, like, any class, but...
yeah, it's good when you don't die in Team Fortress.
Yeah. Actually, when playing Team Fortress, for some reason now, my headset, like, it's fine in... Every other voice chat, like we played Left 4 Dead, you've heard me fine, right?
Yep.
And nothing was weird and like crazy and
yeah,
like
yeah, yeah.
robotic, crazy,
however.
Electric voice. Yeah, so I'll be in, let's say, Ventrilo or Skype in a call or something.
Uh-huh.
And then go on to TF2, and then we'll just switch over to using the in-game talk.
Yeah.
And it'll sound like fucking crazy, like, I don't even know
like
what. Like
robot screeching noises?
Yeah.
That used to happen to me. I don't know what I did to fix it.
I
don't know.
I don't get it because it only happens when I'm running it.
It actually, yeah, it used to happen with me when I was on TeamSpeak playing World of Warcraft.
Okay.
I was playing with a friend, and like every once in a while I'd just say something, you'd be like, oh my god, what are you doing to my ears?
Yeah, so that, like, that's what up. Was happening with me.
And then I'd just be like, what do you mean? And you know, on his end, yeah. He'd be like, yeah, and so he got kind of mad.
Yeah. Sorry, people on TF2.
Yeah, it was kind of fun, though.
Yeah. This is a great topic to talk about.
Yep. Broken microphones.
I have a broken microphone.
It'd be great if this podcast was all just broken microphones screeching and we didn't know.
Oh, man. What if it is? I'll just edit
it. We'll upload it anyway.
Yeah?
It'll be avant-garde.
Yeah. Oh, dude. So, I guess that's pretty much it that I've been playing.
Yeah, I'm pretty much set.
But I've also been watching the Deadly Premonition runs.
That game looks kind of fun.
A lot of them. Like, dude. I'm still sticking with both.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been watching the Jeff and Vinny ones.
Okay. Yeah, so what I was telling you earlier was that the Brad and Ryan ones are getting really pretty good. Yeah. Like, almost on par. Because, well, okay. I mean, Vinny and...
We're reviewing Giant Bomb videos.
Yeah, this is bad. All right, well... They both have their charms.
They are great.
Yeah. So, but anyways, they're, like, actually getting into the game, yeah. Kind of. Like, before, they were just completely like, oh, this game's awful.
Yeah.
Oh, I have to play this.
We should play it over the summer.
Yeah.
Let's buy it. We'll split the cost on it.
We missed that fucking day.
Whatever.
Where it was $15.
Whatever, it's still $20. That's it might true. Be dropped to $15 by the time we're all done with finals. Yeah.
Oh my god.
Let's do it.
But yeah, after watching more, like, I see, like, a lot of stuff we can explore, and they give you a shitload of time to do those,
dude,
that
I know.
Stuff, so that could be a thing to do.
Let's do it.
Should we get, like, a strategy guide with it, though?
We'll get game facts.
Okay.
I'm not gonna buy a Deadly Premonition strategy guide. It'd be as much as the game.
Why not, man? Come on.
You can buy it.
We can buy it. Oh, all right, fine. You've persuaded me that that's not something we should do.
Yep. I have to spend money. Wait a minute.
You're not getting me.
Something's not right here.
But yeah, dude, that game looks fun. Also, oh man, I discussed this with you. The fact that you cannot shave and grow a beard.
That is the best.
They need that in so many other games.
I know, dude.
Like, just imagine if like, TF2. Like,
TF2?
Yeah, just imagine, like, oh man, you haven't played TF2 in a while. Now all of your guys have beards.
That would just make me never want to play TF2, because I'd always want to start up with a
beard. No, like, even if you, like, let's say you stay in a server for a while. Like, the longer that you stay in a server, the longer the beard is.
Okay. I mean, I was definitely chop it off. I was imagining it in, like, GTA and things.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
No, totally. Like, actual implementations, like even Mass Effect, yep. Or something.
More games need
third person games.
Beard systems.
Yeah. But beard systems.
It'd be really good.
Oh man. What was that game idea I had that involved beards?
I don't know. I'm sure it was great though.
I think it was Beardvania.
Beardvania.
Yeah. We'll discuss that in a later show.
Sure.
Okay, so, let's see. Super Street Fighter is next week.
Truth.
What else is there?
Oh,
I haven't really been
May
keeping
May is crazy,
up.
Dude.
Really?
Yeah. Red Dead Redemption comes out May 18th, I think. A bunch of stuff's out May 18th. That, Lost Planet 2... I was looking at Gamefly last night to see what I wanted to put on my queue. There's a ton of games.
Avatar
is already out, dude.
Avatar.
Yeah, but May 18th specifically, there's a ton of games coming out.
Uh-huh.
Monster Hunter comes out in May, doesn't it? Or is it already out?
I think that's already
out. Okay, maybe it's already out.
I don't know. Maybe it's not. I don't know.
But I wish I could remember, but there are video games coming out in May.
Okay.
We'll have stuff to play and talk about. I'm especially excited for Red Dead Redemption. That looks really cool.
But have you seen a lot on it?
Yeah, there's a bunch of multiplayer trailers they've been putting out. It looks really cool. Like, it's kind of not MMO-ish, but, like, you know, you can have...
GTA-ish?
Kind of. Yeah, it's more fleshed out than GTA was.
Okay.
Like, you know, you get, like, 4 to 8 guys.
Oh, right, this is multiplayer.
Yeah, and there's, like, I think, like, missions you can do together and stuff like that.
Okay.
Also, it's set in the West, which I find more interesting than the city.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, good. I haven't really played a good Western game. So
yeah, it's also kind of cool because in like the competitive multiplayer, it every round starts with a Mexican standoff.
Oh, nice!
With like a bunch of people pointing their guns at each other, and then you know, I guess you know, you all shoot each other, and the last one standing gets to like pick their spot where they want to spawn in the map. Oh. They get to run where they want to go or whatever, and they get like the sniper rifle or whatever.
Oh, okay.
So they get an advantage. I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I think that's in like every mode or something.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I want to play that.
Yeah, it looks
yeah, cool. I heard about the co-op stuff where you could just have like, isn't it up to like 8 dudes?
It's something, it's, yeah, I think so.
Yeah, so like up to 8 guys and you're just all rolling in this world, just like,
yeah.
Oh man, that's such a cool idea.
Yeah, I'm really excited.
That's where games are going, 8-player.
Also, yeah. Also, it's cool because that's going to be a perfect summer game.
Yeah.
You know, because I won't have to worry about freaking papers anymore.
Cool.
Oh.
Yeah.
But yeah.
But yeah.
May
Batman.
Batman. Batman likes video games.
Yep. That was terrible.
That was a terrible Batman voice. My throat is dry.
Arnold. Arnold is here to play Red Dead Redemption.
And with that, I think we should call us quits before we get into terrible impersonations.
Dude, I think we need to get that game just so we can revive our Halo antics of being Batman and Arnold.
Well, Red Dead Redemption?
Yeah.
Sure, let's yeah. do it.
Like, we'll get 6 randoms and we'll just be Batman and Arnold.
That'll be sweet.
That would be I amazing.
Approve. All
right. Oh, man.
Should we call us quits?
Well, actually, one last thing. Did okay. you see the newest Crackdown trailer?
I think so. With a bunch, it was like a documentary thing. They're talking to the designers.
Yeah, and yeah. there's like the explosions going on behind them.
Yes.
Because, you know.
Because it's edgy.
Something. Like
they're
that.
In the world.
They're super Scottish.
Are they?
They're super Scottish.
I don't remember.
Really?
It didn't stand out to me.
Oh, man.
I guess.
Yeah, they're all really Scottish. But that's not what I wanted to make a point of.
I thought it'd be important to let you know.
Yeah. That, I don't know. Maybe it's that I have to play it, but for whatever reason, it's not, like, I'm not super excited. I'm still excited like, about the game, but the trailers aren't making me excited.
One thing that I'm worried about is that it's going to be, like, a Bioshock 2, because, you know, it's a different studio.
Yeah.
I hope it's not going to be just sort of like a, you know, I don't want to say rehash, but just sort of like, you know, throwing it some new features on top of the old formula and not doing too much different.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, visually it looks similar to the first one, which it looked nice when it came out, but so many other open world games look way better than Crackdown now.
Yeah.
You know? Like.
Yeah, exactly. That's what, like, the. I shouldn't make a big point that an open world game looks bad.
Yeah.
But I don't know if. I like the character models, but the environment just isn't doing it for me.
Yeah.
For whatever reason.
Like, the thing is, like, you know, one of the main things about the first Crackdown was, like, the sense of scope. You know, you'd go yeah. up on the agency tower and you'd look around and you'd be like, oh my god, you get the sense of vertigo.
Yeah, maybe it's that, like, since the first Crackdown, yeah. there have been so many good open world games.
Look at Just Cause 2.
Right.
That has way better sense of scale than Crackdown ever did.
Right.
So yeah, it sort of doesn't.
But
it's not the top of the game anymore.
Right, so it has to prove itself.
Yeah.
I guess that's the thing. It's just because there's a lot of good open world
yeah,
games.
Yeah, also there's a bunch of stuff.
They come out a lot.
Yeah, there's a bunch of janky stuff in the first Crackdown.
Yeah.
So I hope they can fix that stuff.
Actually, speaking of Just Cause, I forgot. I did play that. You watched me play that.
Oh, that's true.
Or did Kyle watch me?
I was there.
Okay. Yeah, that went well.
Yeah.
Inebriated state for driving motorcycles equals fun in Just Cause 2.
Nice.
Yeah. But, dude, that game, it's still fun. I don't know what you don't see in it.
I don't know. It's just, it doesn't click with me.
What in particular? I know the weapons.
That's mainly
But, like,
it.
What else? Is there anything else?
It's mainly the weapons.
Okay.
That, like, that's really a killer point for me.
Huh. Because I did, like, the morning after, I did stumble into a mission.
Yeah.
And, like, I didn't have too much trouble.
It's not that it's hard. It's just, like, the weapons aren't fun to use. And they run out of ammo really quick.
Hmm.
So it's just frustrating. Cause it's like, you know, if you're going to give me shitty weapons, at least give me enough ammo to use them, you know?
Right.
Like, I don't want to just throw people with the grappling hook. Because that gets kind of...
Yeah.
I don't know how to kill people other than just grab them and pull them over to me and melee them.
Oh.
Maybe I haven't figured out some tricks with the grappling hook or something, but it's not doing it for me.
That was another thing. I was trying to shoot an enemy, and then I accidentally hit the grappling hook, and then, like, teleported over there practically.
Sweet.
Because it's so quick.
Right.
And it was, like, across the way, and I was like, oh, God, I'm next to them now.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah.
That game's fun.
It's okay.
Running over motorcyclists is fun.
Yeah. Are we talking about Just Cause?
No.
Good.
With that, we should end this.
Yeah. All right. So we got an email address at 3bitpodcast@gmail.com. Send emails.
We'll read them, and we'll answer them. Or discuss them. And we'll give you love. Lots of love.
We'll be very affectionate.
Kyle will kiss you.
It's true. There's also a blog at 3bitpodcast.wordpress.com.
Yeah, and we're doing stuff to that finally. Like, there's a new look and stuff.
Yeah, it's great. Check it out.
Also, enjoy our new logo, because that's cool. I enjoy it.
Good, I'm glad you enjoy it.
I enjoyed coming up with the idea
for it.
Also, no, I forgot.
Yeah. Alright, and with that, we're done, yes?
Yeah, this has been episode 17.
Holy shit! This was a podcast!
Peter Boda is my name.
Thomas Curtis is mine.
Cool. See you on the flip side, brah.
Cowabunga.
Tubular radical.
I'm out of 80s puns or 80s.
Ninja Turtles go.
Ninja Turtles. I wrote
pizza time. Pizza time. Okay, we're gone now.
We're done.
See ya.
It's still recording. Okay, do we need to do an intro now?
Yeah.
Okay. You want to do it?
Should I? Pizza time.
Pizza time. 3-bit podcast.
There should be a Dojima spinoff.
Dude, that'd be good.
That'd be like Ace Attorney, but Dojima.
Yeah, Dojima just getting drunk.
Dojima, what were you doing on the night of your court sentence? I don't have to answer to you.
Flip over table.
Ah!
Burns or put
God
a cigarette
damn
in
damn it,
eye.
Nanako! Ah!
Blame Nanako. Be great.
Yeah.
I'd play a Dojima game.
Fucking kid, I told you to stay out of this case.
I told your mother to get that abortion.
Adachi, give me a hug.
Just a hug?
Well, then we can talk. Pinch once if you're interested.
It's time to do. I don't know how many
Yu-Gi-Oh!
Yu-Gi-Oh is a pretty good show.
Heavy metal. I wanna be the very best. Oh wait, that's Pokemon.
That'd be a good crossover though.
Pokemon. Oh.
You just go like white dragon or
white double blue knight dragon.
Karibo in defense mode.
Karibo.
That's an actual
Karibo shoe.
I think there's a Karibo in Yu-Gi-Oh.
Karibo shoe.
Yeah, I know, but isn't there a Karibo in Yu-Gi-Oh? He's like a fuzzy piece of shit that Yu-Gi-Oh hangs out with?
No.
I think so.
I wouldn't know.
I think that's who it is.
You would make this crossover even better? Naruto.
Naruto would be pretty good.
Naruto.
I was thinking about Naruto the other day.
What?
Why?
Why?
I don't know.
Why would you do that?
I had a sudden urge to cosplay. No, just kidding. I don't know.
I did too.
Yeah. And then I just decided to get naked.
You saw that blog post?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was great.
Like, everybody get naked.
No, but what was I thinking about? Oh, there was anime on Adult Swim the other night.
Gross.
And I was like, this is the worst.
Yeah.
And then I threw my TV away.
Oh, so that's a new one?
Yeah.
Got it.
It was tainted. I saw Naruto and Bleach and...
You actually put yourself
Tsukodaki
through that?
Tsukodaki Hengen.
Man, that sounds like a good Friday night.
Yeah, it was a Saturday night. That's Adult Swim anime night.
Oh, so that was last Bleach week?
Is tonight. Dude, we're lucky. Wow. That spiked hardcore.
I like the Yu-Gi-Oh thing you guys are doing.
The what?
It's because we're cultured.
What are we doing?
Yu-Gi-Oh.
Oh, God.
Is it sad that I've watched like several episodes of that show?
I've seen that show.
Okay.
Before.
Exodia!
Yeah, Exodia and Blue Eyes White Dragon.
I think I found some money and I bought some Yu-Gi-Oh cards.
Did you really? Wow.
That was back when I was...
What?
Yeah, when I was in Japan, I actually bought a whole bunch of Yu-Gi-Oh cards, and I got some really nice ones, like the Three-Headed Dragon.
Shit.
Three-Headed Dragon.
I know that one's
just
good, because
like
I've seen the anime.
Just like my crotch.
Three-Headed Blue Eyes something or other.
I don't know. It's the one that... Kaigo, is that his name, or?
Yeah.
Kaigo.
Kaigo. Kaigo.
I don't know.
Whatever. Yeah, I know who you mean. The guy with the swoopy hair, who's like a douchebag.
Oh, shit, yeah.
He's
that
got
guy.
A little brother or something.
I think he's voiced by the guy who does Brock from Pokemon.
You would know that.
I think.
You would
Brock
know that.
Brock has so many voices.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true.
Dude, I remember that guy.
Do you?
Yeah.
That's
good.
Cool.
I don't hate myself, because I like Yu-Gi-Oh.
That's a good reason not to hate yourself. You're right.
I know. It's a reason for everyone to hate me, but, you know.
Yeah, well, Naruto could kick Yu-Gi-Oh's ass.
No way, dude.
He would rape him, and
Yu-Gi-Oh
then,
would cast his dragon
and,
defense
and
mode.
And the art guy would have sex with that other guy, Sasuke.
Who's the art guy?
The guy who does the art for the show.
Oh, like
the artist.
Like the real dude?
Yes. He would have sex with Sasuke.
He's the Naruto character.
Naruto. Was that just saying all of the Pokemon?
Yeah, it was like Magikarp, Golem, Geodude.
Damn, oh, God.
Like that. Like that. And then it's like, at least 150 and more to see. To be a Pokemon master is my destiny.
Oh, God.
That's fresh, yo. That's fresh.
Yeah.
Drop it, MCTC.
That'd be the worst. Give me a transcript of the Poker Rap and I'll do it.
That'll be just the podcast.
Yep. I'll just do the original 150 and then I'll be done and then we'll call it a day.
Then I'll just say Meowth.
Meowth, that's right.
Meowth, that's right.
I see some blue knobbies on there.
Did you say knobbies or navvies?
Blue Navi. It's what I want to be when I grow up.
I want to be the very best Navi that I can possibly be.
I wish I remember.
I would go in the pod so I could be the very best Navi.
I wish. That's terrible.
I would like to be accepted in the Navi cultural tribe.
What's the name of the retarded pterodactyl
avatar?
I
want to have sex with the Navi lady tonight.
Girl.
Navi, being blue.
It's the worst thing ever.
Most awesome thing. Shut it's up. Cool. Navi. All right. Who's gonna be Navi tonight? It's me. I'll
Shut
be
up.
Navi.
Close your face.
Having sex with blue cats is awesome.
No, it's not even having sex. You like link up your tentacle head.